and welcome to the Empowerment Coach podcast, episode number 50. Hooray, we made it to 50. It is the 9th of May right now, and it is actually the middle of the afternoon. Normally I've been trying to do these in the morning, but today my son Dylan, he's away to Duke of Edinburgh today, so this morning, as you can imagine, was a little bit nuts to make sure we were all organized and he was set and he had all the things he needed for the excursion, if that's what you call it. So yeah, it's been a busy wee day today, and then was going to go to the gym, but my friend accosted me. I don't know if that's the right word either. My friend caught me just after we dropped the boys off to their walk, and I ended up speaking to her for hours, so we didn't get to the gym. However, I did have a procedure done on Tuesday, which I'll probably speak about in another podcast, because it was a healing procedure I had done, and I'm a little bit sore, so it's probably just as well that I didn't go to the gym, to be entirely honest. So I hope we're well. It is the coming up to the middle of May. I can't actually believe that we're almost 6 months into the year. It's absolutely mental, but amazing as well. Like so much has happened in the last 5 months, and yeah, it's exciting to know that there's so much ahead of us that we can change and mold into what we want. So today I'm going to talk about happiness and where does it come from? How can we manifest it? And yeah, it's a kind of bit of a running theme that I have been going with on my social media this week, because I think sometimes people think that they get happiness from external validation. They maybe think they get happiness from materialistic things, or from other people validating them, or other people telling them something, or appreciating them, or all these different things. And actually, for a long time, I was seemingly happy. Like, my face and my posts and stuff on Facebook said that I was like in an incredible place. But the reality was that was very, very different. And I think it's really, really important to highlight that actually what people seemingly are on social media isn't always the case. And sometimes I feel like that's the whole comparison is the thief of joy. That's the word I'm looking for. That whole comparison is the thief of joy. Like, people will look at other people's lives and think that everything's so hunky-dory, and that their lives, and it then highlights a magnifying glass on their own life, and maybe those things they're not happy with. And actually, often a lot of time, people are, what you see is just a highlight reel, and you need to remember this. And like I said, what my highlight reel back a few years ago was everything was amazing. And that really wasn't the case. I was very, very unhappy internally. I was crumbling inside, and I was a bit of a shadow of myself, to be quite honest. And it took a lot of different things to kind of heal myself on that journey, and it's took really being really honest with myself and being really authentic and getting back to me and what I like and what I love and what lights me up inside and what lifts me up and what is I am naturally drawn to in my own authenticity. So it's really, really important, and that's something that I do a lot of work with girls in schools, is that kind of inner happiness, because it's so, so important. Nobody else can make you happy. And I think we find in this society, we, even in relationships and stuff, we can jump and jump and jump and jump from relationship to relationship thinking the next one will make me happy, or even actual materialistic things. When I reach this, I will be happy. When this happens, I will be happy. And there's always like another thing that's, and then when it gets to that and you reach these things, it actually isn't the thing that makes you happy, because it's not the thing that's going to be the cherry on top that makes things happen, makes you feel happy. It's the actual doing the work, doing the inner work. It's doing the kind of peeling back layers of who you are at your kind of a most authentic self. It's finding out what you value. It's finding out in what you value, not what people have told you to value, not what society has told you to value, not what other people have, not what you've molded yourself to as from a judge fear of judgment point of view, or a fear of failure point of view. It's that whole really, really, really getting back to your roots and getting back to what actually makes you and makes you unique and makes you amazing. And therefore, I think a lot of people miss that because they're so busy trying to fit into a box that maybe they're a circle, maybe they're a star, maybe they are a rectangle, and they're trying to fit into this box that isn't them, that isn't who they are at their absolute rawest, rawest root. And that's been a huge thing for me with regards to feeling actually happy. I am so content with my life that, and that's not to say that it won't evolve and it won't grow and there won't be things that will come into that and make it different from what it is just now. But I'm so content in my life that I have got my kids and I do what I want with my life, with my time. But it's only because I became so engrossed in this personal growth. I always look for something else that's going to make me grow. I look for things that are going to make me stretch my comfort zone. I look for things that are going to build my knowledge, build my wisdom. And I'll take on, and I listen to a lot of stuff. I read a lot of stuff. I do a lot of stuff. I don't take everything on because it's impossible to take everything on. Everything isn't designed to be yours. But you can still learn, you can still grow, you can still develop, you can still go to all these things, and you'll find what works for you. You'll find what the thing that brings you the most joy, and that really has this. It just gets you, and you get it. And I think coming back to that is absolutely crucial for mental health. It's absolutely crucial for your mindset. It's absolutely crucial for your connections and your relationships. Because when you are your best self, that will ripple onto everybody around you. I've actually got my diary sitting in front of me. This is a new diary I bought, and it says, "Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain." And it's crazy that what I'm speaking about, and I've just looked at that right now, is so true. Happiness is an internal job. It's not always going to, everything isn't always going to feel amazing and wonderful and joyful and whatever, but there's always something in that you can be grateful for. There's always something in all the lessons you get within your life that will be maybe not in that moment in time, but in the future, you can look back on things and be understanding and grateful and possibly even, well, understanding of being actually that was meant to happen. Because these things are, I was speaking to my friend today and we were talking about some really horrific stuff that both of us have had, but more so that she's had. And we were talking about, well, had you not went through that, you wouldn't be where you are today. And the person she is today is incredible. She's grown so much and she's healed so much and she's got all these visions all coming out of her that before, she was so blocked and she was so stuck. And it's beautiful to see that transformation. It's beautiful to see her really come into her own, really know who she is, really know what she wants from her life and where her passions lie and where her vision is. And it's beautiful to see that transformation because it was only about a year ago that she was quite broken and quite empty. And it's took her doing a lot of different things and stretching the vision and stretching the comfort zone and stretching the idea of who am I and who am I at my core and who am I, what do I love, what do I love, what do I love more than anything else. And that's obviously you love your family, you love your people, but it's more than that. It's more than that. It's like the things that I love a sunset, like stuff like that, like little things I love, like just all these different things that light you up and give you purpose and give you peace and give you calm and give you all these different things, but nothing externally will bring you happiness that comes from you. And like I said, like this week quote says, storms will come in your way, and being understanding that these things will happen, but there is always, always, always a lesson, and happiness is not too far away. Like, with every rainbow comes, with every cloud comes a rainbow, with every storm comes a rainbow, with every winter then comes a spring. And that's the way we have to look at life, and that's the way we can shift perspectives to not be falsely in a happiness state, but to be embracing happiness and growth at every opportunity, and be okay when it's not like that, but work through whatever the other emotions are, be that sadness, be that anger, be that frustration, be that whatever, because we will all go through all these different emotions. But knowing that once you work through that, happiness is always there in some capacity. You just sometimes have to go through the wee storms. It's a wee bit like that Inside Out film, which I am buzzing that there's a new one coming out. I can't wait to watch it. I think it's so clever. So yeah, I hope that served you well. Little story about happiness. Do things that you love, figure out what they are. And if you don't know what they are, figure them out. Go try different things. Go, like, in the last few years, I have done the most maddest things just to figure it out, just to go with the flow and see what happens and see what I love and see what feels right. And it's so important to make sure it feels right for you. Don't let anybody else manipulate, or if somebody, like, there's been things I've gone to and I've had, like, people been like, what the hell, like, and they could be quite judgmental, but it does not bother me, because I am going to serve me, and I'm going to find out what works for me, find out what lights me up. It's not about anybody else. Have a great Thursday. Well, it might not be Thursday when you listen to it, so whatever day it is, have a great day. And I will be back with you for episode 51 next week. Have a good one.